What up? What up? What up? It's Rec League Podcast, man. I'm Randy Little. It's episode 105. I still think it's, I mentioned in like two or three episodes, I think it's still super fucking dope that we've cracked 100 episodes and we still going. Panel is shrunken this episode. Priorities took priority. Making a living took priority. It's just me and Rocket. No Nick, no Eric. When they miss, they are missed. But you got to, like I said, priorities, man. You got to do what you got to do. The Last of Us started on HBO. Haven't played the game. I haven't watched the show yet. Rocket has. He talks. He reacts to that first episode, and we talk video game movies. A lot of ass. Some decent stuff in there. But you got your Mortal Kombat, you got your Sonics, you got your Angry Birds, Super Mario Brothers, Hitman, Resident Evil. It's a mixed bag. But yeah, we do that. And past couple weeks, theatrically, we got Plane, Gerard Butler, Mike Coulter. We got a man called Otto, Tom Hanks. My reviews for those are on my channel. Otto expanded wide. It I don't know. I consider it a 2023 release. A lot of people don't. I hate the two theater opening just for Oscar consideration. This past weekend, Missing, the sequel to Searching came out. Nia Long, Storm Reid, that's a dope movie. Also, review on my channel. This upcoming weekend, we got a Netflix release. You People, Jonah Hill, Eddie Murphy, Lauren London, Nia Long, again, killing it, back-to-back weekends. That movie looks hilarious. And then the weekend of the next episode, we got Knock at the Cabin, the new M. Night Shyamalan release. Hype for that. And then 80 for Brady. Four old ass ladies going to the Super Bowl because they're Tom Brady groupies. Supposedly based on true events. Whatever. Physical media. The last couple weeks. I'm not going to hold you. I don't completely remember everything. I know Fear the Walking Dead 7 came out. She Said came out. Can't even tell you what I bought this past weekend, this past Tuesday. I know I bought something. But, yeah. I guess I can vamp for a hot minute until I see what it was, because I'm bullshitting and I don't remember. The Menu. The Menu, one of my favorite movies of last year. How could I forget? The Menu came out this past Tuesday. I hope everybody sees it, gets a chance to see it. It was very good, very unexpectedly good. This upcoming Tuesday, Violent Night, which feels like it came out to the theater yesterday. Violent Night comes out this Tuesday, and the Tuesday before the next episode, Bones and All comes out. When I come back, your boy, Rocket, and video game movies. Rec League Podcast. Back again. Rec League Podcast. You can see who the loyal panelist is. R-O-C-K-E-T, man. What's up?
What's up? What's up?
I don't know, man. Nick and Eric have this thing about, like, making money and working. Like, I don't see what the big deal is.
Priorities.
Oh, yeah, I have those. Just not on Sundays. So now that it's just us, tell me what you really think about them dudes. Nobody, it's just me and you. This is a safe place. Space.
Yeah, it's place. It's great. I'll be honest with you, because, like I was telling you earlier, Eric, deep down, he knows his stuff, man. Yeah. He deep dives, and Nick will be pulling stuff out of his ass that I've never even heard of, and I'm like, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell anybody. Interrogation, friendly conversation, they're both 10 times more knowledgeable than me.
It's crazy, because I thought I knew a lot about movies. Those two guys be pulling stuff up like, I'm like, then I got to go do the research. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Like, Nick, he watches some stuff that I never even heard before. And then I'll go on, like, IMDb or Google and look it up, and I'm like, but I know this person. You know, I follow this actor or this actress. How did I not know this? And, yeah, both of them, especially, like I said, Eric, deep dives. He goes deep.
See? And my basic ass is rewatching the MCU. So,
it's funny because, like,
my bad. What's up?
No, go ahead.
I was gonna go into the Scream trailer. What you got?
No, that's it, man. It's like me thinking I'm knowledgeable. They give me more knowledge, and now I'm looking at stuff that they're saying. I'm going back and watching. So it's wild.
Eric put up that legend score. He could do the exact same score in 2 weeks, and I won't get it.
Yeah, same. He could put a different version or the same song, but a different part of that, and I'd be like, I have no idea.
Yeah. So, like I was saying, the Paramount released, I think, what I hope might be possibly the final trailer for Scream 6.
Mm-hmm.
What you think about it?
Bro, it's funny because first Scream, fantastic. Second one wasn't too bad. Third was the fourth one. Okay, it brought it back to its roots. I enjoyed it. The last one, I kind of like, you know, they let time go by.
Yeah.
To bring back the fifth one. So it was like, okay, reinvigorated the franchise. So, but like everything else, it's always a copycat killer, Ghostface.
Yeah.
You know, it's this one or this one. It's basically copy, cut, paste. It's the same thing over and over for the most part. With some, maybe, you know, legacy connections, you know?
Yeah.
And with this trailer, what got me hooked was, you know, the opening scene is they run to the bodega store in New York, the corner store.
Made you feel bad, you know, at home.
Yeah. So, you know, Ghostface walks in, the guy steps up to him, he stabs him. Okay. We've seen that before. What got me is when the clerk, the front desk clerk, takes the shotgun, shoots, misses, Ghostface comes around, kills him, grabs the shotgun, and shoots the dude on the ground.
Yeah.
That got me hooked, because Ghostface does not do that. He does not use guns.
Exactly.
That's the thing. That's what got me, and I was like, oh, this is different.
Like, the random stills were coming out, like Entertainment Weekly, whatever outlets was posting these stills, and they showed Ghostface with a shotgun. So, all right, bro, slasher's doing guns now, like that's kind of whack. Then, yeah, the trailer shows how he obtains that gun, and I think it's like a one-off that scene.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's really cool. And, like, they're teasing, like, some major character kills, and mm-hmm. every Ghostface claims to be different. I'm this unexpected part of the equation that you never saw coming. Like, at this point, like, I expect, like, Randy back from the dead or something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think we said it on here when we did the first quarter preview. Like, Vegas betting odds is like, it's Sydney. I don't want Nev Campbell to be the killer. Like, after 25 years, like, she finally snaps. Come on. Like, the last movie implied that she married the Patrick Dempsey character from Scream 3.
Yeah.
They have kids. Like, why would she just flip sides or whatever?
Exactly.
So, like,
exactly.
I'm assuming that this maybe possibly could be, I know they were talking to Gail in the trailer, or maybe the trailer was like, it was a misdirect, and maybe they're talking to Jenna Ortega, Melissa Barrera, but he said that I'm different. So it's either a Scream 3 singular killer, or it's like Stu. Like, everybody's been waiting for Stu to get out of the hospital from the TV on his head. And
yeah,
I don't know. Like, it's Scream. That's my favorite horror franchise. so yeah, like I'm ready.
I'm ready in the sense of there's a couple of things. I don't think it's a singular character. Like I said, it could be a misdirect.
Because everybody like bashes Scream 3 is the worst one, and while I like it, it is the worst one. I think that's why they'll never go back to the singular killer.
I agree with that. But also, if you notice in the trailer, when he calls Gale,
somebody gets snatched up in the background
while he's talking.
Yeah.
Now that could be a misdirect. It could be a misdirect, but I don't think it is because
she is on the phone. In the
forefront. She's on the phone, and he gets and her husband or boyfriend gets snatched, or whoever that guy was.
You think she's gonna move on after the last movie that quick?
No, I don't know. That's the thing is it's interesting. That could be like you know how they do that love interest where she's trying to meet and talk to her.
You know,
that whole thing, but. I think when he got snatched, as someone on the phone, we could be moving around. You're going to hear the difference in tone and voice just from the movement.
Yeah.
And that was an aggressive snatch. And that guy in the back looked like a pretty big guy.
I wanted to watch the shit again before we talked. And like I'm watching Missing on Friday. And I see like the font, like, okay, Scream trailer. I'm going to see it again. It was the original trailer just on the train. I was pretty pissed.
Okay.
But like,
but
same directors are coming back. Did Kevin Williamson write?
I think so. He did the same thing. Yep.
Did he write the last one?
I don't know if he wrote the last one. I know he wrote that new one, Sick, that new streaming movie.
Yeah, I heard about that. But yeah. I watched Scream 2022. It's like, bro, this was really good. This might be my second favorite of the franchise. Or third, because I'm not putting it over Scream 2. Scream 2 is arguably the best horror sequel ever. Fight me. Mm-hmm. But I saw it again, and it's like, man, like, mathematically, which killer had to be where at the time of certain situations? Exactly. I'm taking it down. So, like, I think it's my second to least favorite. So, like, I'm nervous and hesitant that they're going to do some of the same stuff in this new one. Plus, that poster's kind of whack.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the poster. But also, in that trailer, like I said, misdirect is misdirect.
Yeah.
You notice in the trailer, it's like Jenna Ortega's hanging on, looking up like she's off a balcony or something.
Halloween H2O. Or she's just,
yeah. So, but yet, if you see when the person falls off and lets go, they're wearing a gray tank top.
Oh, that's
homegirl from In the Heights. If you look underneath her jacket, she's wearing the gray tank top.
Melissa Barrera Randy's
Melissa
niece?
Melissa Barrera.
Okay.
Melissa Barrera. So I think it's Melissa Barrera falling off the balcony, even though they give a shot of Jenna Ortega. Or it looks that way to me, because if you look in the train, Melissa Barrera is wearing like a jacket, and there's a gray tank top underneath. And it looks like the same gray tank top of the person falling off.
Those two have What's the word? Transitioned into, like, they're the franchise now.
Absolutely.
Like, Melissa Barrera has that history. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was the main focus of the Scream in 2022. But, like, Jenna Ortega, like, stole the spotlight just because of her year. Because she had X, she had Wednesday. Like, she was everywhere. So it's like, I think those two are safe.
My thing is this is, I agree. I think nothing happens to them. I think, if anything, they're going to be the new, if Neve Campbell doesn't ever come back, they're going to be the new, you know, Sydney and Gale.
Yeah.
You know, of the franchise. I think, especially Jenna Ortega, she kind of reminds me of, I'm going back to, say, Chris Pratt. I remember when, you know, Chris Pratt did, you know, he was this guy in these funny comedies, but, you know, yeah, The Office and Parks and Recreation. Yeah, Parks and Recs. And he was doing, you know, he's just an actor. Funny guy, okay. Then he's in Guardians of the Galaxy, gets in shape, but also he was in Jurassic World. And looking back, they, you know, hired him out to Jurassic World without Guardians even coming out. And when Guardians came out, that put him in the spotlight. And then that's what brought more people there to see, you know, like Jurassic World, like he was out in center. Now he's becoming a superstar. I think the same thing with Jenna Ortega. Remember, Jenna Ortega was one of the little kids in the she was in the MCU, Iron Man 3, right? So she's done stuff, but now with X coming out, being successful, especially Wednesday, that blew up. And remember, she did the last Scream prior to those movies.
Yeah.
I mean, prior to at least Wednesday for sure. And now she is now a star, you know, and to let do something to her in this franchise, it would be shocking. It'd be a great twist.
Yeah.
But also I could see her continuing this franchise.
Yeah. Yeah. Forgot where I was going to go. I'm completely blanking.
Age is catching up, bro.
Nah, hell nah. I'm 36. I feel 20. We're going to leave all that age shit for Eric's old ass. I don't know, man, but I love, like, the older, tethered, worn-looking mask. Yeah, like, mm-hmm. man, the hype is there. The hype is there.
Absolutely.
But,
absolutely.
Let's move it on to... This is your show. This is the Rocket episode, because The Last of Us came out. Spoiler free. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it.
Spoiler free, because I haven't watched it. What you think?
Yep. It's so far, first episode, and I'm not going to get into it, but what they did in this episode was fantastic. The first episode is about an hour and a half long.
Okay.
So, like I said, I went to spoilers. I guess from what I read and heard was that each episode was supposed to be maybe 45 minutes to 55 minutes, like an hour long.
Yeah.
Okay. So they've actually merged. It was supposed to be a 10-episode series, season one. It's only 9 because they took episode 2 and episode 1 and merged it together. And from the reason being, there is a scene in the show that the first episode was supposed to end on, but it would have been considered very bleak, like very disturbing and bleak. So I guess Warner Brothers and HBO said, nah, we can't end the episode that way. We're trying to get viewership.
It's not one that would like hook people like, okay, I gotta see next week.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, you know, and I can see where they're coming from, because if it would have ended there, people that have never played the game or don't know much about it, they probably could have been turned off by it, you know. So I understand. So by them doing what they did, phenomenal. They were scenes literally cut right out of the game into here. There were lines that were perfect, just like the game. Like, they adapted certain things, but I also love how, you know, there's certain things in the game that it's the game aspect, but you have to now, when you're putting it on film or on TV, you have to make some adaptations to flesh those characters out or their background out.
Yeah.
So, like, not a spoiler or anything, Joel and, you know, Ellie are the two main characters. Joel has a brother named Tommy. So Joel, played by Pedro Pascal, you know, and in the video game, Joel is voiced by Trevor Barker. So Trevor Barker in the video game, you don't know what Joel does as a job. You know, you don't know what his background really is. In here, there's a scene where Pedro Pascal jumps in his car to go to work, and as he takes off, there's a bumper sticker that says "War Vet." So you already know by not saying much on the sticker, he was in the military. He has military training, because everybody kind of knows what this show is about.
I can relate.
So right there, it shows you, okay, he has the skills to survive in this world.
Yeah.
Just by seeing that sticker, that's all that needs to be said and shown to understand, okay, this guy has a military background, so he can handle himself.
But normies want to be spoon-fed.
Yeah, where in the video game, you didn't know none of that. So just by that, but I will say, Randy, like I said, there's guys out, like, you know, YouTube or whatever, have played the game. I would definitely watch those people play those that played the game. Watch that whole game being played out, the first one.
Yeah.
so you get better context, and then watch the first episode, and you'll understand it better, and you could definitely make those comparisons.
Oh, okay.
It's definitely worth it. It's definitely worth it.
I mean, I'm a sucker for details. So
and that's where you're going to find the details. Because if people, what's great about this, too, is if you've never played the game, you're going to be intrigued.
Yeah. I already am.
Yeah, if you played the game, I'm already liking what they're doing. Now, it's only one episode. It could go from shit from here, but it's one episode. Sure. But from what I saw, it's perfect.
Yeah, like, I'm a sucker for good content. So, like, I know people have been waiting for some adaptation of this movie or show for a long time. And if it's good, yeah, I'm definitely watching it. It's on my DVR.
Yeah, definitely got to watch it, though. Yeah, I know episode 2 comes out tonight, so.
Yeah.
It'll be fun, so.
Now I have, on my Letterboxd account, I have 2 separate video game movie lists. So for the first stretch, we can do legitimate video game adaptations. What's your favorite video game movie?
As of now, man, gotta say Tomb Raider. And it's the Angelina Jolie Tomb Raider movies. They were fun. The first one was way better than the second one.
Yeah, Cradle of Life was kind of ass.
Mm-hmm. But I like Vikander's one. The remake of Tomb Raider, I thought that was pretty solid. Was it great? No, but it was pretty solid.
I have that third.
You know, I thought it was pretty solid.
I want the sequel. They keep bullshitting with the studio rights and when it's going to come out and all of that.
Yeah. And I guess Alicia Vikander, she's not even...
Oh, that's right. They're going to reboot it again, aren't they?
They're going to reboot it again. And I think that's why... I think they're waiting for time to go by a little bit because I think she did a great job.
It's been 5 years.
She played a really good Lara Croft to now reboot it now a third time again. Yeah. It's like, come on.
And who, man, who even could play her now? Alicia Vikander was kind of perfect casting.
That's my point. You know, like at the time, Angelina Jolie was solid. You know, Daniel Craig's in that movie. Not many people know about that. He's in that first one.
He
plays Alex.
Yeah.
In the first version of it.
Angelina Jolie.
It was fun. Yeah, it was fun for what it was. The second one was not good. Even Gerard Butler was in it. That was not good. But then when they rebooted it and Alicia Vikander's in, I was like, this is pretty solid. I mean, it's not great, but it's pretty good. Not bad. And it's a fun movie. And now hearing, you know, they're going to do a sequel. I'm like, good. You know, maybe it'll get better from here. And wait. And now with the rights and, they're saying now they're going to reboot the whole thing. She's not coming back. She's disappointed that she's not coming back.
That's so trash.
It's now it's to the point where I think what they're going to do is because, you know, Last of Us is coming out on TV. Later on this year, Super Mario Brothers is coming out.
April.
That's going to be intriguing.
Not March 10th, which would have been perfect.
Yeah. So, and then, remember, we're coming off of not the best, but a fun movie, I thought, in Uncharted. I think they could if the writing was a little bit better, you know, I can definitely see, because there were certain things they tried to do out of the video game there as well, which was cool, how they set it up. But that can also become a better franchise. You know, that was a fun movie. It wasn't the greatest, but it was fun. You know, I like Tom Holland, Mark Wahlberg. It's if they could tweak up a couple of things, better writing, it's heading in the right direction.
I think so. Right now I have the most recent Mortal Kombat is my favorite video game movie.
Mm-hmm.
It should have been called like Mortal Kombat Begins or something.
That's another one. Yep.
It was really good. It was really like cool, like character introduction and getting ready for the tournament. And if we get the sequel that is supposedly in pre-production then that's going to be Mortal Kombat.
Yes. I agree, because, like, the original Mortal Kombat, looking back at it, it was so cheesy, but yeah. It was really fun. And that soundtrack was phenomenal. Awesome soundtrack.
Yeah.
But that was fun, you know. But then they had, you know, other sequels to it that were not good. But it's one of those movies now, probably people now that watch it, it was like, it was so bad, it's good. That type of movie. But it was fun, the original.
I like
what they did with this remake.
Yeah. I have Mortal Kombat Annihilation dead last on this list. And there has been some shit video game adaptations.
Mm-hmm.
Mortal Kombat Annihilation was that bad.
Yep, I think I was in that movie. But that's how bad it was. But it was bad. But with the remake of this, it's kind of like the same thing with Uncharted. I think if they tweak up, I mean, it's a video game. It's not going to, you know, you got to have fun with it. You can't take yourself too serious.
Yeah.
But I think now with how it ended the first one, you know, Johnny Cage wasn't in it, which he might be coming in. Hopefully into the second one, that's how they, you know, it seems like. But I think if they tweak a couple of things there, that could be another franchise that could be pretty solid.
Exactly.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, watching past video game adaptations compared to what we've gotten in the last couple of years, better than what I've seen in the past. So
yeah, it's like we had like, how do I word it? Like we had the 70s and 80s, we had like 4 Superman movies. Too good, too bad.
Mm-hmm.
We had the 90s, 80s, 90s. Two and a half good Batman movies. Two and a half good Batman movies. One and a half not good Batman movies.
No.
Blade went 2 for 3. Then X-Men comes. And then Batman Begins comes out, we start taking comic book movie serious.
Yeah.
So it's like, where's that that video game adaptation where Hollywood starts to take these movies serious?
I think it's, as of like I said, it's one episode, it's with The Last of Us. I don't know if you've seen the miniseries on HBO, Chernobyl, check it out. It's fantastic. It's depressing because it's true events.
Yeah.
But it is phenomenal. The acting, the writing, fantastic. These are the same writers from Chernobyl.
Okay.
Who are doing The Last of Us.
I think I heard that.
And like I said, it's one episode. Well, technically one episode. And from what I've seen, it's fantastic. It's like I said, it's almost to perfection from that part of the video game as can be. And it's...
That's what's up.
It's the visuals for being a TV show. You know, I mean, it's HBO. You know, they put money into, you know, Game of Thrones, House of Dragons. That's the thing is, people like HBO is no joke. You know, it was the godfather before any of these streaming services. Like, it was on cable, had, like, the show Rome was on there. You had all these shows on there prior to HBO.
Oz and The Sopranos are kind of what, like, kicked off premium channels, like, having quality TV.
Yeah, exactly. And then they took over. Remember, they bought out Cinemax at one point. I don't know if they still own it. I think they still do.
Pretty sure.
But they bought, and they had some decent stuff on Cinemax, you know? Was it Showtime that they bought? No, it was Cinemax, I think.
HBO bought Cinemax or Warner Brothers, whatever. Cinemax was like the new line to HBO's Warner Brothers.
That's exactly, yeah. So my thing is, they've been doing this for a while. Now comes Netflix, this and that. Remember, HBO just got into the streaming game not too long ago, and they're already killing it with...
Yeah.
They already got Last of Us. They got, you know, Game of Thrones is in there a little bit, but now House of the Dragon.
House of the Dragon.
You know, so it's, I don't, the standard, HBO, the standard is way up here, you know, when it comes to putting quality TV on the screen. So,
mm-hmm.
It's I would highly recommend, even like I said, whether whichever way you want to do it, whether you want to watch the show first and then watch someone replay the first game, or if you want to watch the replay the first game to then check out the episodes, do it that way. Either way works, but I think I would watch a replay of the game first because you have a better understanding, and then when you watch it, you're gonna be like, oh, I know where that's from, or I know where this is from.
I mean, I'm probably way off, but I just kind of assume like it's like The Walking Dead.
See, and that's where it is, but it isn't. So it's in an apocalyptic state, the world is, okay. But it's different. They do something, I'm not going to spoil it, in the beginning of the show that explains.
So Pedro Pascal wakes up in a hospital.
No, he's not Rick Grimes.
His best friend, work partner, is fucking his wife.
Yeah, no. But they explain it where in the video game, there is no explanation.
Okay.
That's another big difference. So the video game, they just, boom, go into it. You know, the game starts. Here, there's a flashback, and I think it goes to like 1968, the flashback goes, on a talk show. And they explain stuff there, and then it starts. But it's rough. It's very real. The game and the show, the first episode is very real. It's traumatizing.
Sounds like it's right up my alley.
It's stuff that could like if we were in a big time crisis, this is how people would react. It's crazy.
We kind of still are, just where people were wilding.
Yeah, no, we didn't get there yet, thank goodness. But yeah, it was close. It was close. Yeah.
So sticking with streaming services, sticking with video game TV shows. I bought it. I haven't seen it yet. Did you watch and like or dislike Halo?
Bought it. Haven't watched it yet either. I played the first Halo game, but it's crazy because it's like people that buy old movies. We're into the movies, you know, the physical media. And I know people that if the movie's in black and white, I'm not watching that. It's in black and white. Nah, that's history.
Yeah.
History there. That's part of cinematic history. That's what that movie helped another movie get to where it is today.
Yeah.
And it's funny because when I was playing Halo, I was like, man, the graphics ain't great. But yet, you got to remember at that time when it first came out, those were the graphics.
East Side of Indianapolis in 2002, 2003, whatever, boys was going crazy over Halo.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right, that's cool, but I never played it.
So I played it. Maybe I put like maybe 10 hours of gameplay into it, and I just couldn't get into it. So I sold it off. And from what I'm hearing, people that love the game were 50-50 on the show.
That's exactly what I gathered too. Like I just heard or saw somebody the other day say that maybe it was you know, Christian Harloff off Schmoes Know?
Yeah, yep.
He made like a Instagram story or whatever talking about how Halo like veered from the source material.
Yeah, because I think I saw the same one where he was saying, you know, Master Chief's in it, so that's okay. As long as Master Chief's in it, everybody's going to understand. And from what I'm hearing is from people that, like I said, played the game, have said it's okay because they veered from the material. And I've seen people that play the games like, it's Halo. I'm a Halo fan. I'm just going to watch it. I enjoy it for what it is.
Yeah.
It's like a different version of Halo. But people that have never played the game, they say if you've never played the game and you just saw the show, you will enjoy the show because you have nothing to compare it to. Where people that have played the game, it's down the middle. Some people like, I'll take it or leave it. But they're like, it's one thing. But then people that have played the game and like it, they just taking it for what it is.
Yeah.
But I have yet to see it. I own it. I just haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's like two of my guys, like when it came out last spring, two of my guys at work were talking about it, watching it, keeping up with it. And I was like, man, I'll get around to it. I just haven't seen it yet. One of them was like, dude, it's great. And the other one, nah, like it's not accurate. It's not the best. As somebody who hasn't played the game, I'll probably like it.
same here. So I'm intrigued. Like I said, I still got to watch Chucky season one. I got that, and I still haven't seen it yet. It's like, so I got to catch up. But,
yeah, but I was looking up. First, what did you think about Resident Evil Welcome to Raccoon City?
I'm not gonna lie, I enjoyed it. For as cheesy as it was, I enjoyed it.
It was pretty game accurate though.
Yeah, that's the thing is people want Oscar winning material for these things.
Exactly. Granted, yeah.
It's like I said, one episode, Last of Us. It's gonna get some Emmy nominations.
I was about to say it's already got them Emmys locked, huh?
You know, if it continues going down that trajectory, but it's called video games. What do you play video games for? For fun.
Yeah.
They're going to have parts of the video game. Video games can be cheesy. Raccoon City was pretty game accurate. I think the reason why people didn't like it is because you're used to seeing, you know,
Mila Jovovich
playing the same character all throughout the franchise.
A lot of normies probably went and saw it. Yeah. A lot of normies probably went and saw it, didn't see Alice, and just tossed it aside. When I don't even think the original, none of the Mila Jovovich, Paul W.S. Anderson 6 movie franchise Resident Evil movies are game accurate at all.
No.
The first one is kind of a great little zombie thriller for what it is. But every sequel is like a different level of ass. And this one has like game characters, game setting, and like it might have elements of trash, but it's pretty good though.
And I think that's the problem with the fan community. Let's say it how it is. It's, you know, video game adaptation, okay, let's see how they adapt it. If they veer a certain way, it wasn't accurate to the game.
Yeah.
But then when a reboot happens and it is kind of accurate to the game, oh, then it's not original. Well, you can't have both. It's either one or the other.
That's the thing. See, like, I'm kind of like in a corner. Like, my man Jake, he's been on the show before. Like, he likes Captain America Civil War, but he'll bash it that it didn't stick to the comic. And it's like, if I get a movie version of a video game, I basically wanted shot for shot the main storyline, the main player storyline, and then branch off, like do another game. But it's like, I don't know, when they try to do something original for a game, like it's whack. It's like,
it's different.
I have Raccoon City ranked 4th out of the Resident Evil franchise, but it's like, it's like still like good for what it is. Like, I don't know.
You hit it on the head, Randy. It's good for what it is. You know, I love who they have.
Yeah.
Casted on there.
Yep.
I think they did a great job. It's funny because like, who is it? Leon? Who plays Leon? They made him out to be like a dumbass in this movie. But yet in the video games, he's not dumb. He was basically like the comic relief. Kind of.
I think he'll evolve.
In Raccoon City.
He was like, he was like the stoner kid who was influencing, what's her name? Abigail Breslin in Zombieland 2.
Yes. Yeah, I could definitely see that,
Yeah.
Because it's just funny how, you know, they try to do that. I think, wasn't it like Resident Evil, Netflix tried to do like a streaming show? And
I heard that shit was trash.
It was trash.
They already canceled it. They already canceled it.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to watch that too, and then I heard it was bad, and then they canceled it, and there was no point in watching that.
But, I mean, if you think about it, whether you like the franchise, like the movies, hate the movies, 50-50 on them, the most successful video game franchise is Resident Evil.
It is. 7 movies. Possibly more. I can't find any confirmation of a sequel, but I'm seeing that like Sony liked the returns.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing is, it didn't do bad. Remember, when it came out, people still weren't going out to the theater as much as they are
now. Exactly, yeah.
And so, it made quite a bit for what it was. I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
I would love to, me personally, I would like to see them do another sequel, continue this story.
For sure.
Because I think, you know, I think it would be, I think it'd be fun. And that's, you know, it's, I think going back to the last, like, and I know I'm keep repeating myself, but The Last of Us, going back to it, I think that's going to change how people view video game adaptations.
I hope so.
And if I'm hoping Super Mario Brothers or Super Mario, if The Last of Us is what it is and it's that good and this movie is pretty solid,
yeah,
that can change the view on, I think that might be the, this might be the era of how, well, how comic book movies started off as. This could be the year for that.
Yeah, it definitely could be. Let me see. What was I looking at? What'd you think about the two recent Sonic the Hedgehog movies?
I liked them. Fun.
They're fun, right?
I liked them a lot. Yeah. It has nothing to do with the video game.
Nah.
It
has
completely nothing. The character
All this comic, yeah. all this game accurate adaptation I'm talking about. Yeah. Both Sonic movies are fun. Neither are game accurate.
But this certain, I feel like there's certain video games that you can do where it's certain scenes right out of the game, certain dialogue right out of the game. And there are certain video games, there's, if you adapt it as how the game is, there is no, there's no movie. Like, you have to do something different. Like, Sonic is one of them.
Yeah.
Like, how do you even...
Are we going to be entertained by a little blue guy running around loops, getting rings and shit for 2 hours?
Yeah, it's, you know, you got to put something in it. You know, like, to me, yes, Sonic the Hedgehog is a video game. But are the movies actually video game movies? They're just movies with Sonic. But they are a video game adaptation.
Yeah, I mean, because the rings do play into the story, and Robotnik and Tails and Knuckles. They're video game movies. They're just the liberties with the source material are taken.
And I think with that franchise, you have to do that. You have to do that with that franchise.
I think I'm gonna channel into your youth. Talk about Double Dragon.
Where do I begin?
It's so bad.
I used to love playing that video game, Double Dragon. I used to love playing that game. And then when it came out, MVD put it out?
Yeah, that's how I got my copy.
Right? And I never saw it in the theater, because I remember it came out in the theater.
Nah, bro, I was like 7 when it came out.
Yeah, like I was young when it came out in the theater. But at that time, when you're young, you're not, the way we're collecting now and know now, like back then, I didn't care, you know?
Yeah.
And when I saw that, I was like, man, can I get that time back? It was not good.
Hey,
it
right.
was not good.
Hey, Sky Wolf, Mark Dacascos, and what's her name? Alyssa Milano were cool, though.
Yep. And the thing is, Mark Dacascos, I like him a lot.
Yeah.
I like him a lot. And I think a buddy of mine had the movie, and I was like, yeah, I got to buy this. He's like, yeah, because he enjoyed it. He was a big Double Dragon fan. He liked it. He enjoyed it. So when I borrowed it, I was like, yeah, I got to buy this. I saw that movie, and I was like, uh-uh.
Oh, that's
I'm glad I didn't buy it.
Yo, the,
man, that's rough.
Speaking of like fighting, 90s fighting games, the one movie that I always want, the one game I always wanted to get a movie, like, this is off topic, but it's still on topic. Mm-hmm. Like, Mortal Kombat got its movie. Double Dragon got its movie. Street Fighter got its movie. I always wanted a Killer Instinct movie.
Man.
Right? That was a fun ass game. I used to be at my cousin's house on Super Nintendo playing that shit.
My cousin loved that game.
Killer Instinct was dope.
I will tell you a story. My cousin played that game so much, he had to buy another copy because he wore that game out. He ended up buying another copy.
Damn.
A video game, I've never played it, but I could see this turning into a pretty solid video game. They might have done maybe like a made-for-TV movie out of it. Dead Space.
Never heard of her.
The video game is called, I think, it's Dead Space. And like I said, I've always seen stills of it, but I don't know much about the game.
Yeah.
But I've always seen it. People say, yeah, it's a fun game. It's creepy. I can see that being a good horror video game adaptation.
Right.
Because they're doing a Five Nights at Freddy.
Yeah, I've been hearing about that for a couple of years. I don't even know how much I really heard about it until the movie came out. I mean, they started talking about the movie.
Yeah.
They did like a reboot game in 2013.
Yeah, because I know like the closest thing to it's like a ripoff of Five Nights at Freddy's, that Nicolas Cage movie.
Yeah.
Willy's Wonderland or something to that extent.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see anything about a Killer Instinct game even have been an idea.
I mean, there's another video game adaptation game that is out there that we don't even talk about, Angry Birds.
I was looking at it.
You know, like I think what people think of video game adaptations, games that were like you played on your console, like on your Nintendo or your Sega or your PS4 or things like that, or your Xbox, you know, games that you play on your phone, hey, that's still a video game. You know, at the end of the day,
yeah.
Angry Bird has two of those games. You know, I remember Pac-Man, the cartoon, on Saturday mornings.
Yeah, that's why after we break and come back, I'm gonna take a left turn, and then we're going to kind of get into some of that. Well, yeah, like okay. I was kind of wondering if they were like, I don't see anything about possibly an Angry Birds 3. Because they did two of those. Like, they're not the best, but they're not trash.
No. They're entertaining. Yeah. So.
What you think about the two Hitman movies?
Not good. The first one I liked. Better than the second one.
Cause Timothy Olyphant can act.
Yeah, man.
And he's good. He's really good as Agent 47. The movie around him is a dumpster fire.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like...
I think that's why I enjoyed the movie, because of him.
Yeah. And, like, Rupert Friend is kind of just, like, a little too bland as Agent 47.
Yeah. I feel like Timothy Olyphant, when he played, like, I like him as an actor.
Yeah.
So when they casted him, I was like, okay, cool, this could be good. It was not good. Olga Kurylenko's in it as well.
And she's in Max Payne.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think I enjoyed the first Hitman movie because of Timothy Olyphant. Like, he did the best he could with what he had. And I think he played Agent 47 pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, Rupert Friend is that version of it. It was just like, it was monotone to me. Like, his character was just flat.
Exactly. Exactly. What was I looking at? I don't really remember it. I haven't seen it since theater. But what you think about Assassin's Creed?
Oh. So... I started playing the game before the movie came out, because I wasn't a big Assassin's Creed person. You know, all my friends were talking about it. The graphics looked great and for the game. So I started playing it just to get, you know a little bit about it going into it. Yeah. It was not, yeah.
I remember not liking it.
Yeah. I mean, I own it. I got it.
I did, dude. I was so let down, I didn't even buy it. And, you know, I buy practically everything.
Mm-hmm. I bought it because I was thinking, because it came out in the theater, and I never played the game. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to play the game a little bit just to get, like, a backstory and a history of it. And I was like, okay, this is great, you know? And then when I bought the movie, oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Be happy to buy it.
Yeah,
it was not good. I heard they're trying to do another one, like a reboot of it.
Really?
Yeah. Or at least it's in talks. I think if they did that, it could probably be better.
It comes down to the writing.
I mean, you can't get much worse than what it had. I mean,
yeah,
it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad.
All right, let me save this and take a break.
Gotcha.
All right. Last half hour or so, I kind of want to hit video game movies that aren't really video game movies. Scott Pilgrim, Ready Player One, Wreck-It Ralph, Jumanji, Free Guy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just maneuvering in and out of that. Because, like, looking at, like, the ones I've seen, maybe aside from, like, Pixels or The Last Space Jam, all these movies are kind of better than every other real video game movie.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like Pixels because they incorporated all, like, arcade video games at that time, like that opening scene.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you brought up Pac-Man.
Yep. You know, it was kind of fun. And knowing that, you know, they had all these video game characters in it. Perfect example also is Wreck-It Ralph. You know, when it came to Pixels, it was different because they took a different spin. You know, they were in competition, video game competitions and all that. Fun movie.
Yeah.
They talked about video games. But it was, you know, they incorporated a whole bunch. Wreck-It Ralph, same thing. All video game characters live in this world, and they all know each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's funny how you say how they could make, or studios could make, these video game-type movies, but yet they struggle to adapt a video game into a movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, like,
you know, it's
Jumanji went from a board game. They brought it back, modernized it. It's a video game. And it's better than everything we talked about in the first block. It's better than the Tomb Raider movies, the Hitman movies, Need for Speed, the Resident Evil movies. It's better than the Sonic the Hedgehog movies.
Yeah, it's wild how it's easy to think of and create a movie about video games. You think it'd be the other way around because the video game itself, that's where you have your reference points to. That's where you have the lore and the history of. It's right in front of you. You just got to, okay, yeah, you got to tweak a couple of things, change it, adapt it, but it's right there laid out as references to you, and yet constantly they struggle.
It don't make no sense.
No. No. That's the wild part about this. I just, like I said, I hope this could be the year of where the start of jump point for video game type movies and shows, where it goes from here and then it exceeds.
Hell yeah. It's like,
you know, there's a video game that we're not even talking about, or I mean, you probably got on your list, or maybe we haven't gotten to. Huge IP, Warcraft.
Yeah, I watched it once, I thought it was cool. Didn't love it. Didn't hate it.
Yeah, same. Like, I own it. I didn't love it. It was cool because I like fantasy stuff.
Yeah.
But I never played the game. So maybe I'm kind of glad because maybe that's why I enjoyed it. But it's, you know, it's an open world type game. And I feel like open world type games are harder to adapt because it's an open world. But also, you're free to do whatever you want.
Paula Patton, you know, like, doesn't work, still fine.
Yep. You know, and it's just wild because that movie, it did well internationally. I think it made over I think it was like 400 plus million, but here in the States, it barely made 100.
Yeah.
And maybe it barely cleared 100, but yet all the money was made overseas, internationally. So.
Yeah, because, man, I'm trying to remember, like, June 2016, what all came out. And, man, and directed by Duncan Jones, man, it should have done better.
Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people were excited for that because, I mean, I know people that played World of Warcraft not for, like, hours and hours.
Yeah, you see, know? It came out like Conjuring 2, Now You See Me 2, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows. But it kind of had competition, but it kind of stood out. it was a response. I think like people saw the response and was just like, man, I'm cool.
Yeah, it's just, you know, and there's other games that, you know, how would you make, I think a dope game that they could make into a movie if done right is Fallout, that series. You know, another one, you know, you have Fallout, you have, like, GTA would be a hard one to do.
I know we're getting, in August, we're getting Gran Turismo.
Yep.
Neil Blomkamp.
I wonder if they're gonna do it kind of like in a Need for Speed, style type of movie.
What was I remember playing a game called Driver.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how that isn't. I think it's just a guy like making drops. I remember just like driving around like
bullshit. That's all you did. Yeah, you were like the getaway guy. You know, that's all you did was drive around.
Let me see. Are we getting? Isn't like Tyrese or somebody making a Twisted Metal movie?
I've heard of Twisted Metal being made, but or in production. I don't even know how far they even into that. That's another game like I heard of. I've seen people play it, but I've never played it.
Maybe not. I played a little bit of Twisted Metal. So the dudes who did like Crank and Gamer, Ghost Rider 2, like they make all their movies are shit, but it looks like Sony passed. So maybe we're not getting a Twisted Metal movie. I swear I thought I read Tyrese was like doing a Twisted Metal movie.
I know I've heard of them trying, like I heard talks of a Twisted Metal movie. I don't know who was going to be casted in it or anything like that, but. Like I know Dave Bautista, he wants to be in a Metal Gears.
Oh, word?
Gears of War movie, that's what it is. Not Metal Gear, Gears of War.
I just heard the dude that directs the John Wick movies is gonna do a Rainbow Six movie with Michael B. Jordan coming back from his Without Remorse character.
Morse, yeah. He's so gonna be like a sequel dope. To it or something like that.
I heard also it's probably bullshit, but I heard Tom Hardy was gonna do a Splinter Cell movie.
I've heard that as well. I also heard, you know, Oscar Isaac wanted to do a Metal Gears movie as well.
I heard that too, yeah.
I think those type of video games could work out because it's like, it's stuff that could actually truly happen, like Metal Gears. You know, it's a war. You know, Gears of War is a little bit more fantasy, but it's like Aliens. You know what I mean? Something to that degree.
That's a fact. Let me, man, like, none of this has any, like, recent news to. All this is, like, within the last, like, 10 years of bullshit.
Mm-hmm. But that's the thing, is a lot of studio.
Ghost Recon.
Get the rights to these games to adapt into movies. And we think, oh, they got the game, you know, they got the rights to make a. You know, say, you know, God of War. God of War, HBO is going to be doing a God of War series as well.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. So, and I just saw a gameplay through of the God of War Ragnarok. That looked
awesome. Oh, okay. Yeah, I've seen commercials for that one.
Yep. But God of War, HBO, HBO Max is going to do a TV series on that. But let's just use that as an example. That could be fire. You know? Yeah. Let's use that as an example. Say they weren't making a TV show of it and a studio like Sony or, you know, whoever gets the rights to that video game. People, they're going to make this movie. A lot of these studios just get the rights to those movies and they just put it in their pocket. So when the time comes, they can do it. It may not be right away, but it might be years down the line.
Yeah.
So they could just have those rights.
So, what you think about Free Guy?
Bro,
Free Guy was fun, man.
Awesome movie. And I kind of liked it because it was something that definitely out of the box. He's an NPC character.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's always talking about the main character. Like in all these video adaptations, it's about the main character or the main characters, not the NPC character. That's what this was. And it brought you into a live video game, what you actually see and all that. And it was kind of cool. It was definitely cool.
Yeah.
I think that's what made it fun. That's what made it fun.
I wonder if Sean Levy will come back. Like, after Deadpool, I wonder if Sean Levy will do the sequel.
I hope so. Because I know they did, him and Ryan Reynolds did the Adam Project, which is pretty solid.
Yeah.
That was pretty solid. And I know Sean Levy does, you know, stuff on Stranger Things as well. He's part of that. But I think it's like, you know, Christopher McQuarrie and Tom Cruise. They stay together, do great. You know, I think Sean Levy and Ryan Reynolds sticking together, that's a great combination.
Yeah.
For that. You know, it's like, who is it? Scorsese and DiCaprio. It's like this. You have certain directors, they find their guy and they stick together.
That's it. So, what else we got? Man, there's a few of these I could talk to. What you think of, I don't know if I want to do this to you. I ain't hate it, but like, it wasn't particularly good. Space Jam: A New Legacy.
I got it. Nothing beats the first one is the first one. Yeah. That's on its own level. I bought it because it's a sequel to a movie I have. Yeah. It'll bother me if I don't have it.
Yep.
I can see little kids. We took, who was it? The family out. My wife took her siblings. Her mom came with us and all that. We saw it. Her brother had a good time. He was cracking up and all that. And I think that movie was geared towards kids.
Definitely.
Totally geared towards kids. Now, I was happy. I enjoyed it because he was having a good time. They were having a good time. So that made me enjoy it more.
Yeah.
But LeBron, stick to basketball, brother. That's it.
Yeah.
It was a good.
Crowd response always affects how I feel about a movie. Yeah. I'm gonna keep it in a lane we was recently in. Detective Pikachu.
I like that movie.
Right?
Good Pokemon movie, yeah. And that's one of those things where it's like, I heard they were trying to do talks for a Magic the Gathering game. Okay? Magic the Gathering. And we're going to go down, I'm going to go a little bit further with this, but they were talks about making a game like that. That's how the Detective Pikachu you have to do, because it's a card game.
Yeah.
There's nothing to base it off. They've done cartoons and this and that.
It's like Sonic.
So the action, yeah, exactly. And actually the cartoons that came out for, say, Pokemon actually probably helped do this movie because, okay, they're making a cartoon. They're laying down the groundwork of what the basis of this game kind of works. So basically by taking that and using the cartoon as a reference, that kind of probably helped out how to make the movie in some way. You know, the characters are the characters, but now you know how the characters act and what powers they use. Even though you could read it on a card, but your imagination is different when the people that actually, you know, invented these characters, started this, did the cartoon. Now you know truly on how it works. Like this IP, and everybody's trying to do it. And it's been terrible. The cartoon in the 80s was great. Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Coming out with Chris, with Chris Pine. That's what I'm saying.
We'll find out in about 2.5 months.
Yep, this is a big year. Like I said, Last of Us TV show, Super Mario movie, video game, doesn't drag. And it's different types of games. You know, you have one from Nintendo. You got one from PlayStation. And Dungeons and Dragons, it's a book role-playing type game. So it's going to be a big year for video game or gaming adaptations in general to see how this works out.
Speaking of Secret Mario, just like Eric, you secretly like the Bob Hoskins, John Leguizamo movie, don't you?
I've never seen it. I've never seen that. I was put pretty much, when it came out, I was just like, eh. I was more interested in playing the games but I've never seen it. I've seen like a part here of it, a part there, but it wasn't because Dennis Hopper was Bowser.
Yep.
You know, so it's you know, but Yeah, I've never seen it.
It is what the French call terrible. It is horrible. Koopa. Uh-huh. Dennis Hopper was King Koopa.
King Koopa, that's what it was.
See, one that I'm going to say, like, it's bad, but it's not bad is, like, Street Fighter. It's bad. Yeah. But, like, Raul Julia playing Bison for his kids. He knew he was, like, he was toward the end. He did that shit for, like, familial, personal reasons. Kylie Minogue, Ming-Na Wen, fine ass, Jean-Claude Van Damme. Like,
damn.
It's a straight movie.
For what it was at the time, because like I said, when the Steelbook came out, I bought the Steelbook, got it.
Never heard of Steelbooks.
I picked it up, got it. And when I rewatched it, I was like, man, I must have been a dumb kid. But watch, like, back then, your mind, like, your taste changed, and yeah, you now understand it better. Back then, I was a kid. I watched it. It was a movie. A game I played is now on a movie. I'm watching it.
Yeah, fun. Exactly.
You know, so for what it was back then, great. And Raul Julia, the guy was phenomenal as an actor, yeah, to begin with. But overall, at that time, yeah. So when you go, like, it's the nostalgia factor, put it like that. And even now, when I rewatched it, I was like, man, this movie is so bad. But
straight up.
But you had Jean-Claude Van Damme, Raul Julia. You know what I mean? Like, you, it's, and also funny how you see actors that are still working now. Back then, that's probably how they got their start.
Yeah. I think, man, there might be somebody who's, like, really, like, doing it today that really did have, like, a low-key role in, Let me see. Street Fighter.
There's the guy from, what is it, Blood In, Blood Out? He's in that. I keep on forgetting his name. He was in that.
Man, I'm not seeing anything, but I swear there's somebody in Street Fighter who was just getting started. It. Yep. Like Damian Chapa, like I said, Ming-Na Wen.
Yeah. And Damian Chapa, he was in Blood In, Blood Out, yeah.
Okay. The dude who played Christopher Walken's son in Batman Returns is in it. Miguel A. Nunez, Wes Studi. Mm-hmm. Like, it's got a solid cast.
Wes Studi's been around forever, too.
Forever. It made back, too, man. It made 99 on a $35 million budget. In 94, mm-hmm, 95, that had to have been good.
You know, that's like I said, that's one of those movies for its time, and that era was big.
Yeah.
You know, everybody was clamoring over playing Street Fighter and the movie coming out. And then you had, at the time, a hot name like Jean-Claude Van Damme.
You know, as coming off Time Cop?
Mm-hmm. You know, that was his time, late 80s, early 90s, man.
Yeah. So, Rocket, why is Scott Pilgrim vs. the World the best video game movie ever?
Bro, that movie's fantastic, man.
Straight up.
It has a little bit of everything. It's funny. It's serious. And I think you feel for the character.
Yeah.
Itself. You know, you feel for that. It's an overall, like, Chris Evans being a jackass in that movie. I mean, it's hilarious. You got Brie Larson in that movie. You know, these are people that, yeah, they're big now, but at that time, they were probably like who's Brie Larson? You know,
Chris, Anna Kendrick, you know, Anna Kendrick, Aubrey Plaza, mm-hmm, Brandon Ralph. Yeah.
I mean, look at the people in that cast now. That's considered now an all-star cast.
Yeah.
But back then, you know.
The guy from Superbad?
Yeah, I mean, Michael Cena was the big name.
Yeah.
In that movie. I mean, people knew of Chris Evans, so all right, Chris Evans was in it, but Michael Cena was the big name in that.
from the director, Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz.
You know, it's an overall fun movie. Entertaining, everything.
What about Ready Player One?
Man, that movie's great. I liked it.
I love Ready Player Spielberg. One.
I know they came out with the second book called Ready Player Two.
I would love hope they make a sequel. A movie.
I hope they make a sequel because I know who was it said that they would love to come back. I forgot who said it. What's the main character? Ty, what's his name?
Ty Sheridan.
Ty Sheridan said he would love to come back and all that. And I think they should make it because the way the first one ended, you know, you don't play it all the time. That, you know, you only play it on certain days now, the old Aces. But overall, I thought that movie's a blast. Blast of a movie.
Okay, let me see. I got... When asked about a sequel to the film, Klein was one of the screenwriters. There's a good chance that if this one does well, Warner Brothers will want a sequel. I don't know if Steven Spielberg would want to dive back in because he would know what he's getting into. He said that it's the third hardest film he's ever made out of dozens and dozens of movies. Co-star Olivia Cooke and presumably the rest of the cast is contracted to sequels. Klein wrote a book titled Ready Player Two, which was released in 2020, stating in the acknowledgments that he had consulted Spielberg on the final draft of the book and where to take an adaptation. In December, Klein announced that a sequel was in early stages of development. Bro, I need that.
Nice. Yep.
I need Ready Player Two movie.
That has to come out. That has to come out. Because that first one was
fun.
It was great.
If I don't have that as a top 10 Spielberg movie, it's definitely top 12.
So I think it's in my, it's up there. It's definitely up there. It's got to be top 10.
Let me see. I have it. Number 10.
Got number 10. Yeah, see that? And that's the thing is, I mean, Spielberg doing that move, like, the guy has, he's the GOAT. He's the best.
Yeah.
I mean, there will be maybe people or directors that maybe come close, but I don't think, what I mean by close, it's like a distant second because this guy has he did a movie which I thought was Best Picture last year or should have won Best Picture last year, West Side Story. He remade West Side Story, and I think it was better than the original.
It wasn't not.
And not only that, it's the way he made that's a musical. It's one of those movies that people will say, there's certain movies you shouldn't remake. That's one you shouldn't remake, from what you're hearing to other people about the original. And when he did this, I think this is better than the original. And I thought it should have won Best Picture. Yeah. It was phenomenal. That guy has done every genre you could think of, whether it's, you know, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. You know, he's done, like I said, Ready Player One. I mean, look how different those two are. Then he goes to do a musical and West Side Story. He did Bridge of Spies. I mean, any genre, Schindler's List. I mean, come on. I mean, that is a tough watch.
Yeah,
I own the movie just to have my. I think I've seen it twice. I'll probably never see it again. But you could probably make up a genre that nobody's ever heard of, and he'll put a visualization to that genre on how it should be done.
Yeah,
because there's nothing he can't direct or do.
Facts.
And that's what I'm saying. You know, like, look at the Fablemans. Like I said, the last time we were on, it's on HBO Max. If you ever get a chance, I would highly recommend it. It's a documentary about him. It's called Spielberg. And towards the end of that documentary, he's basically telling you the movie of the Fablemans, of what's going to happen, because he's telling you the life story of his life. And when I saw that, when I saw the Fablemans and I saw that play out, I'm like, man, this is crazy.
Yeah.
And I think that I think The Fabelmans should definitely get Oscar consideration for best picture for sure.
But man, we covered a lot of movies, man. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Nah, I'm just hoping, like I said, tonight, episode 2 of Last of Us drops. Hopefully, it's just as good as the first one. Like I said, I'm hoping this year for video game adaptations or just gaming movies itself, like with Dungeons & Dragons, Super Mario. I just hope they're really solid, really good. And hopefully, now that opens up another new genre of film that they've been trying to crack the code and just couldn't. You know, some have been decent and fun movies, like Uncharted. I thought, like I said, Uncharted, Resident Evil, Raccoon City, those are fun movies. Yeah. They weren't great, but they weren't bad, but they were fun movies. They've done a lot of those, but now could be a point where, Super Mario, if the first movie does really well, I could see that becoming a franchise because there's a lot of lore. A lot of lore to that. Same thing with Dungeons and Dragons. The first one does well. You could go 50 million ways with that one because it's an RPG type game.
Yeah.
So, but I'm hoping this year for that genre, hope it works out. And I hope then it, gives us more options to see out at the theater.
For sure. For sure. Drop a comment, hit us up, let us know what, video game movies y'all love, which ones y'all think are absolutely trash, what y'all want to see get made. We be back in 2 weeks. Rec League Podcast. Yo, when I'm cooking bars, man, you in for a treat. I'm Randy and can't stand you, man, so go have a seat. I might add you to the rhyme and get that ass murdered, because factually you trash, tragically somebody nobody ever heard of. Nothing here and gone unless you got a cold though, but I got a cold flow, an experience you'll never know, bro. I should have liked rock music, but I adjusted my timeline. If you know, I might go crazy when I rhyme. I keep a distance because I don't know y'all. I'm a saint like Frank when that snow fall. If you get to hear me spit, consider it a privilege. I'm about these bars. You can have the views and the image because you clowns chasing clout just for views and attention. Did I mention you a bitch when I drop punchlines, get my hits in, and that's 2 for flinching? I'm petty enough to drive a rival suicidal, go to hell upon arrival, watch a loop of what I do, and chill until the next episode.